So continuing our discussion of the Malach of Borer, I mentioned the Gemara concludes, it seems, the way we read the Gemara, that the Rishonim understand there are three conditions necessary. Once we've established that a particular mixture is subject to the Yisur Borer, not a question, how can you go ahead and partake of the food from that mixture, or if it's not a food, we discussed earlier that Borer applies to non-food items as well. What do you do, practically speaking? If the situation presents itself. So the Gemara, even though it presents it initially as a machokas, the conclusion of the Rishonim is that if three conditions are, in fact, all three conditions are met, so then it would be okay to separate, this food. One is it has to be biyad, as opposed to a particular kli, a particular strainer, or some other instrument that is miuchad for that purpose that you're not allowed to use. For that would be by violation of Borer. So we just do it with your hand, and we started, Moshe said, other types of implements, they're not really designed for Borer purposes, just to, you can do the same thing with your hand, you just do it for other for convenience reasons, with this kli. So that's also considered to be biyad. Then there's the condition of ochel mitoch psoles, that the iser borer is take out the psoles, the unwanted material. If you're taking out the wanted material, there's another condition. And that's what we're kind of in the middle of. The third one is it has to be for immediate usage, which we'll get to also, biyad or altar for immediate usage. So we mentioned the last time, we're up to we finished the 19, is that right?
Yeah.
So we mentioned that according to what Tosas says, the way Tosas learned, there seems to be a stira between the Gemara Daf Ayin Daled and the Gemara Daf Kuf Lamed Ches. The Gemara Daf Kuf Lamed Ches implies, at least the way Tosas understands, that in fact you need another criterion, namely, that it has to be rov ochel and mir psolas. But if it's rov psolas mir ochel, then that would be a problem. So, and then we mentioned Ramban doesn't seem to learn that way in Psalm, but I point out at the end that the Chayadim is choshish for that. The Chayadim in 18, Chal Tezayin Sim Gimel, he speaks about Dalet Tanoim. I'll read it again. 18, Imtza Chal, Shenabut Deliver Rakshi Abod Dalet Tanoim. Aleph Yeochem Rumal Psolas. He brings
it.
It's
interesting that that's the first one also.
Yeah, he quotes it for maybe because that's the most striking difference. Yeah. But he says it has to be more ochel than psolos in it. Two, sheyivror ha'ochel mitoch ha'psolos lo hefich. You got to take out the ochel from the psolos, not the reverse. Gimel, shivror dafka biyodah v'lo b'kli. And dalet, shelo yivror rak ma shetorch l'sudazu. V'dafka samach l'sud. We'll come back to those 2 points. But that has to be miyad. Okay, that's the chay adam. So he is choshe shudat shita. But I mentioned that the Mishnah Berurah, in the Bir Halacha, says that it's... since the Shulchan Aruch does not quote that opinion of Tosafot, apparently we're not kosher for it, and you don't need that to be one of the criteria, and that's the rule. Okay, now, let's take a look at this. So up to source number 20. Just one moment. So in source number 20, the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Shin Tes Siv Gimel, Hayu Lefan Shneim Mine Ochem Murabim. Again, it has to be mixed. Bor Echad Umeniach Hasheni Kedei Lechom Miad. Okay, well, again, we'll come back to that point. That has to be Miad. Okay, and that's where the Ramah says Ushnei Mine Dogim. We saw this already, right? Mikra, two different types of fish. You consider 2 different meaning, and you're not allowed to do it. Ela Biyado. That's where it's in now. And Kedei Lechom Miad. Okay, and alpha piece, even though some of the pieces are bigger and so on, however, the same type of fish, one's bigger, one's smaller, that's not considered the borer. I just want to point out that the Mishnah Berurah, again, we said this already, the Mishnah Berurah there, if you're caught in your base, he says, we discussed that already, that which you want right now. In other words, it's not ochel and psolos in the objective sense, but in the subjective sense. Again, we discussed that. Okay, and that is that what you want now, that's considered ochel, the rest is considered psolos. In Kayin, Tzarek, Libor, Zeh, Sherot, Zelechol, Miyad, that which you want to eat right away, the Choshev, Ochel. Okay, and I think what the Mishnah Berurah is saying is, why is it that, why does it have to be ochel, psolos? What's the rationale, if you will, behind that requirement? What's the idea? We accept it. It has to be dafka ochel psolos. What's the rationale behind that? Okay, in other words, why does it matter? All right. So, So the Mishnah, right? What Borah is Borah, it separates. What's the difference? You know, it's also with Psalos, Psalos, what's the Svara behind it? So I think, and it's really that ultimately was bothering the Tosa a little bit, okay? And, because Tosa says that when you take Ochum and Psalos, that's not Derech Brera. That's not the normal man means of Borer, okay, which is why it is mutter to do that, right? That seems to be that that's more, that's what I think the Mishnah Berurah is driving at here. It's miyad the chashuv ka'ochel. It's more like you're eating it, okay? You know, it's not derech brera b'kach.
That's what the tikkun
ha'ochel. Yeah, okay, go back to that chakira, okay? But even so, even tikkun ha'ochel, but for the purpose of eating, apparently that's not enough of, that's not enough of to qualify. Again, the Tosfos himself go to the Bali Tosfos themselves go on to say, based on our Kufa Ches, that's not true. Okay, it depends on the circumstance. It's not automatically true. But the way the Ramban and others we saw last time learned, if you take Ochum Tosfos, as long as it's biyad, and it's the altar, then it's mutter. And again, because it seems to be it's a Derech Achila issue. The Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha, that's what I wanted to look at now, raised an interesting question from the Prima Gaon. Take a look at Simon Shinya Tessa, Gimel Dura Masla, Hoyul of 22. Hina, Pirigotim is topic. The Birer Min Echar Mechavero, Vidaito Laniach Shneem Ala Acharzman, Im Shayach Bezeh Brera. It's a question. What if I separate something and I'm putting them both away for later? In a certain sense, neither is Ochel. I'm not taking any one of them now. You hear? Just sorting it for some other purpose later. Yeah, that's the Pirigotim. Ibira min echar mechavera. The daito laniach shneim ala acharzman. Im shach bezebrera. The high ochel, the high psolas. Which one he can consider ochel is in the psolas? He's not taking any one of them now. So it sounds a little bit funny, but they're both quote unquote psolas or whatever, or they're both ochel, whatever you want to look at it. But the point is, I'm not using either one. I want to separate it because it's for later on. Okay. It's not altar. Here's the question, right? It was a high ochel, high psolas. Now he answers. So that's two things I want to bring from there. All right. What if the Prima Gaon does not ask the reverse case? This is important. Prima Gaon does not ask the reverse case. What about the reverse case where I borer something now. I'm going to eat them both, but I just prefer to eat them separately. Nuts and raisins. I want to have the nuts and I want to have the raisins. I just want to have the raisins and I want to eat them. I don't want them together. I don't like putting the nuts together. You hear? I mean, you can see that, right? I don't want to put them together. I'm a separate. That's like the reverse of the Prima Gaon's case. Right? The Prima Gaon's case is where I'm putting them both away for this. In a certain sense, they're both psolas, right? And there's neither one of them, and neither one of them is ochel because I'm not eating one of them now.
No, but over there, the thing that you're eating second, that's not considered la altar.
That's a good point. We have to define what la altar means, which I hope we'll get to today. If not, we'll finish on Sunday. But la altar means, many assume la altar means just for, as long as for the upcoming meal, as long as for the, for this sitting. I'm going to eat, and they bring out dessert. And I'm just going to eat the raisins first and not second. So we have 3 minute difference. Right? I mean, or whatever, a 6 minute difference. But you hear that that's kind of the reverse. So I think that the poskim say that based on the fact that we're going to ask that question, okay? I'm borer ochel, we talk ochel, right? This food, that's why we eat both. So that would seem to be mutter, okay? That would vada be mutter because there's no psolas. The Prima Gaon would only ask in the reverse case when there's no ochel. I'm putting them both away. But even there, the Mishnah Berurah, you hear what I'm saying? So the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring up that other kasha. The other kasha for sure will be mutter. Okay, because you're going to eat them both. It's ochel and ochel. So if I have a plate of string beans, okay, and I eat one of them, is that borek? I took this one, not that one. I'm going to eat them all. Right? That's ochel and ochel. Right? So that's not going to be called borek. So that's probably the same thing over here. But they're both going to be for immediate use, relatively immediate use. However, the Prima Gaon is asking the other way. So he says, what if they're both ptolas, right? So the Mishnah Berurah, in answer to that question, says, on his nighty mirror, Pasha, Yoshan Rambam, the Svirle, the Brera. Now, Brera, Mashah Borah, Minach, Maher, Ayidei, Zehu, Kol, Min, Bibne, Atzmo, Zehu, Etzim, Malacha. And then Daitola, he says, really, it goes back, it cuts to the heart of what the definition of the Malacha is. Now, Borah is something, okay? But we said, if daito lecho techef hu biyado, then that's called derech maichel. That's what I just said from the Rabban. Why is it? When is borer mutter? Borer is mutter when you're doing it derech achila, derech maichel. Okay, we came and came. Come a chomer adomer ba umah heichas. You need min echad of a chomer shayach shom brera. The kosher came position. Look, a chomer b'ira la'atzma dechayev. Okay, here I'm going to be chayev because if I'm putting them both away for later, then there's no derech achilah. I'm not eating. So that's taka borer. You hear what I'm saying? It's not a din almost in borer. What the mishnah was saying. That's a classic. The point is that I'm not doing something which is done ordinarily through normal eating. Derech achila. Yeah.
But it's interesting because Tosfos seems to say that we take the ochel from the psolas because that's not derech breira.
If you do. Right, derech achila. He doesn't quote Tosfos. I'm not sure. I understand. I don't know if you can work in Tosfos or not, but he's saying it based on the rabbi. But I think he was working at Tosa, I think. Good. But you hear what he's saying? It says, so therefore it's Brera, because I set it aside. And then he says something else. Okay. He quotes another Prima Gadim, Mishnah Zavska and Yudbeis, Ahad Yisusham, the Shari Lesanein, Hachelmon, Men Hachelbon. These are the types of Echelmon and Echelbon, the two parts of an egg. Okay. Chelmon is the yellow part of the egg, the yolk. The Chelbon is the white part. If it helps you remember, Chelbon is like Chalav white. Okay, maybe not help you remember this. It comes up, the chelmon is the yolk, you know, the inner part, and the chelbon is the shell. Okay, the chelmon and the chelbon. Let's leave out the shell, the egg white, called the egg white. Chelbon is the egg white. Anyway, you're allowed to put it in the mesanenes, which is a strainer. Okay, we talked about that. Remember, and you're allowed to put them in. After Mickey Bayman, two different things. Remember, you had we had an occasion where a strainer that had, it was for mustard seeds, and you put the egg to give a glossy appearance or to, you know, give a certain color to the. I mean, look, we don't do that today. We do other things like that. Everything you buy practically is shiny and glossy, you know, because they treat it with chemicals and stuff like that, right? I mean, you know, it's not naturally some of those colors, okay? Especially if you look at some of the Hamish and brand candies, okay? Pashkas, whatever else, like you. That's not the color of anything. You know, so you look inside. Yeah, the 8 red dye number this, blue dye number that. It's all kinds of chemicals, you know. And even says on the bag, you know, not recommended for little kids with, you know, hyper. Makes the kids hyper. It's sugar, which has been treated all kinds of stuff. Okay, I'm not on a health kick right now. I'm just pointing out. So but we do things to make things shine. Because, you know, when you go to apples, you look at the apple, you want it to shine. So they had their means of getting these things to shine also. That's one point. Yeah. Anyway, Mr. Brewer's point is that's mutter, okay. But he says because you're doing it to eat it, okay? It's sorry. After we read the Talmud, Mishum the Ein Nisan Chalok the Elecho Kim Liapos Mara Chardo Vizel Chicham the Hawadid the Mutar Libro Shnei Mina Ochem Echav Chaver Afali the Napa Kvara Hecha the Ein wrote the Elecho Ato. So that was a riot that we got him wanted to bring that was Osir, okay? Because that more that was Mutar. There should be no different, but the Mr. Brewer says no. You're not eating either of the things. There's no achila, but when it's derech achila, that's what's mutter. Okay, the point is that the Mr. Brewer is just pointing out that the so the criteria would seem to be all right a derech achila. If you look at the end of the Mishnah Berurah, the next page. Kishabor shnei mina Oakland kolachmaru kadei lecho kol mibri fnei atzol la'achar zman. I'm going to eat it later on. So that is borer. Okay, that's what the Purugatim is specific about it. But the Mishnah Berurah said, oh, of course it's borer. Okay, because you're doing it for later on. And it's separate. You're separating the two different things. So he said, that's a borer gomer. All right. Because you weren't taking ochel mitoch, psolos mitoch ochel. They're both psolos, right? Which is psolos, which is the ochel. That's the Purugatim's kind. No, but I'm saying, in other words, you're taking what you want from what you don't. Here you want, or right now you don't want both, or ultimately you do want both, right? They're on equal footing. You're not separating. Now, that's the question.
You could say, meaning, when Mafrey at the time, yes, and at the time when you're eating, because Mishnah Berurah is saying, at the time when you're eating it, you know,
comes out.
Later on, when Mafrey
comes out, it was Hoover, right? That's basically what he's saying. Okay, He says, but anyway, that's an issue to be aware of. The shalom of the pregadim. Now the so the yeah. All right. So the Shulchan Aruch says also if dalad is really a bar of souls from ochel afilu biyado achas chayim or more heads afilu ochel ruba even if it's more ochel doesn't matter yidesh yosef tork with various ochel afilu hachel over souls elikadei lechol alter. I'll come back to that point. And the Mishnah Berurah going to go dalad say whatever you want now. That's called the Magen Avraham. It says the same thing that the Mishnah Berurah said it before. Now, what I want to get to now is that there's one, should we say, significant or notable exception to this rule. Okay, and that is the question, we talked a little bit about it, of peeling, taking a peel off. Isn't that taking the psoas from the ochel? Right? I mean, peeling is taking the psoas, that's what it is. All right, aside from the issue of dash, which we discussed, okay, the you know, peeling or removing a candy wrapper. Removing a wrapper, isn't that, you know, we have souls and ochel, so you're getting rid of the wrapper, you're eating the chocolate bar. Right? In its purest sense, isn't that a borrow problem? Right? Because you have these things that are attached or intermingled that fit the criteria that we mentioned earlier. So that's the question. Yeah. So the but the answer is you are allowed to. Now the svara would seem to be, and this is what the poskim talk about, is a difference between what's called borer and what's called siluk. Lasalik means to remove. So siluk, removal, is okay because your goal actually is not to separate or to sort anything. I just want to get to this. When I take off the orange peel, I'm not trying to separate the orange peel from the orange. What am I trying to do? I'm just trying to get to the orange. Happens to me there's something blocking it. And what's blocking it is the peel. So I'm getting rid of the peel. I'm not trying to separate them in that sense. I'm trying to get to the blocked item. Okay, here the idea. That's why peeling, according to what we're saying now, would not be in the category of borer, because what borer? It's just something in the way. So I'm moving what's in the way out of the way. That's not borer.
I mean, you can't have, you don't have any alternative except for getting rid of
the peel. Well, we'll talk about that also. The other points that I have to know the way to do it, but I'm saying even conceptually, if we get to that point, I'm not trying to separate. I'm trying to get at something. You know, it's almost like if I have a plate of cold cuts. Okay, and I like the salami to the bottom. So I move the turkey away. I'm not trying to separate them. I'm trying to get to the salami. Yeah.
I'm not trying to do the borer, but it's a consequence of what I'm doing. But,
so according to the Rabbi Michaev, which is also the Nuva. According to the Rabbi, also it's a Nuva Chaev. But according to everyone else, again, but
that seems like how it is.
I'm saying intention. Maybe I'm overstating the intention idea, but the point is you're not really borer. You're removing something. Okay, if I'm trying to reach this center, this way, I pull this. I'm not borer. I just move this out of the way, conceptually. So therefore, if you have when it comes to a bunch of fruit on a plate, I want the grapes. The grapes are further underneath, and the pineapples in the way. So it's not borer. I'm not separating it. I want to separate. I just want to get to the grapes, right? Or I have that's what clothing hanging in a closet. So the shirt I want to wear is over here. The other shirt's in the way. So I just move the hanger of the other shirts over so I can get to the shirt that I want. Is that borer? You know what I'm saying? Or a coat's on a coat rack. So my raincoat is underneath three other coats. I pick up the other three coats. I say, is that borer? That's not borer. I'm not trying to separate. I'm not trying to select something. That's conceptual, I think, the idea behind the peeling. So let's look at what the Makoris say about it. Yeah.
Why doesn't Baruch HaShulchan say this by coats?
It gives every answer because you can tell them apart. But in a certain sense, it's almost, can you say it the same thing? I see them apart. I don't know.
Maybe that's
part of the answer. Yeah, think about that. Let's take a look. The Yushalmi in Shabbos, Paragraph Halacha Beis, verse 25, says, Hahein de Shochat Tuma. Tuma, Aramaic Tuf and Hebrew Shin are often interchangeable, right? So Shalosh and Tlus, right, is three. So the tumah is shum, garlic. Okay? Uh-huh. Tumah means garlic, shum. Okay? And it's the Korban Eid explains, right? He's grinding up garlic. Okay? So, kad mefarach bereshe mishum dash. Okay? When you first, get rid of the top of the garlic, the piece of stuff, that's dash. Okay, we talk about it. Kad mevarer beklip mesaya beklip hase mishum borer. Okay? And the Korban explains, because you know that it's a shumim, mitoch haklipos, when you take the garlic out from the shell, the peels, That is, the Shalmi says that's Borer. Shalmi says it's Borer. Okay, and the Pnei Moshe explains, 27 is again, it's Shabbos, Perek, Zayin, and Chubayz, Ahim, the Shochak, Tumah, Shochak is a Shum. So he says you can violate as many as five different chatos. This is one of the different things. You can violate five different things at once. Okay. Shaborer also, Mikliposo, Hari is a Borer. Okay, that'll be a problem of Borer if, you know, if you're taking it out of this. So how do we, that's the person you show me. Question is, how do we paskin? Notice that the Yushalmi does not make a difference or specify any difference. Does it matter if I'm doing it for right now? Does it matter if I'm doing it for later? You know, the other... God. This person doesn't stop. So, the Beis Yosef, here in the Siddur Shin Chaf Aleph, those tests, right, as follows. Garcin Yushalmi quotes Yushalmi. Okay? Now, so... look at the third line. The Beis Yosef quotes, or Kosso Smag, and the Smag, and the Truma. The Filochi, Ein less Liklo for Shuma Mitzolim, Lecho Alter. This Isser, despite the Yushalmi, you are allowed to peel garlic or onions or whatever for immediate use. Tahu the Yushalmi, Lomari Bekol Lecho Alter, Bekol Flaniach. That's how they learn the Yushalmi. How you work in the Yushalmi? These Yushalmi understand the Yushalmi. When that statement says you violate Borah, it's only taught when you do it, not for now. You do it for later use. And that's one of the three things. So that's missing. That's what it's high. But otherwise, okay, it's Mutri, it's the Kosher Pirish Rebbe Hanano. Okay, the Rebbe Hanano also understands like that. The Chay Kosva goes, Merch Beis, okay, Rebbe Yerucham. Quotes all the Yishonim was saying. Shema Sosh Yisham Lachzi Quotes Dafka Kedel Shochko. Abli Meisul Aklipa Kedel Ochlo Kach Mutter. He makes Ochlo Kach Mutter. He also makes a distinction: is it to chop it up for later, or are you going to eat it right away? And he said the same thing with onions. Chayin Adin Mitzolak Katan. Mechayin Kadmal Tzuma Kedel Ochlo Miad Mutter. The only thing is about the parents. The Yishonim the end quotes about the parents. When the Balatosis puts a little bit of caveat in, and he said about the parents, cost of Dafka Maat Maat. Only a little bit. I will kliklof kibbutz gadol. That looks too much like borer. Okay, that's all from the Rebbeinu Yerucham. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins on this basis. Simshon Chavala Sim Yud Tes 29. Shulchan Aruch paskins aser liklof shumim ubitzalim kishakolif laniach. Now I'll peel garlic and onions if you're doing it for put it aside for later. Avalechol alter shori, but right away it's mutter. The Magen Avraham adds in Lamin 30, there's a problem with Borer. The problem is telling you the problem is Borer. Im Kain Af Tapuchim, apples, Asur Liklo Falania. Can't peel apples either to put aside, only for the purpose of eating them now. So that's the ruling on the page. Now the Prima Godim.
Could we be Mechalic between an apple and an onion? Because the onion peel really isn't so edible, but apple peel is.
Yeah, so that's what the Prima Gadim, the next source, 31, Prima Gadim, on that Magen Avraham, the Eshel Avraham, that's the commentary on the Magen Avraham, it's the Kotel Lamed, quotes the Magen Avraham, it's Tzorach Yid. The Klipas HaTapuchim, Rov HaOlim Ochlin Oso Kach, Lo HaDchak. Okay? He wants to say that it's not really Borer in a certain sense, because as you said, apples are edible. Many people eat the apples, you know, they're not really borers. Ochel and ochel, you know. It's just like cutting into pieces. I can cut into pieces apples, right? That's not borer. I wanted to slice up pieces. Okay, it might be tochen if you slice very small pieces. That's not our topic now, but it's not borer. So he says the same thing here, okay? He says, even laniechet should be okay. And then he writes, to klipe ruben umer, I think it's a carrots, other types of things. Also, yesho makad. Okay, Then he says in Posech Plumin, I think it's some type of melon. They get rid of the seeds, not a word, but get rid of the seeds inside. Shavim lachas manu borer ubetapuchim ki agav liyishlom agamkin also miyad lo mebayin osel lepesh shari kinsin shini tensiv. Not fine. Af bos as soon as Shavim said the ef sher beinyan acher lo havi psolas mechus. He brings up this notion. There's no other way. If there's no other way to eat it, then it's mutter. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Pei Dalet, and the Shulchan Aruch says that Shuman B'Tzalim is usher if you're putting it away. He said, Huadin Tapuchim, go, this is Sivkot and Pei Dalet 32. Huadin Tapuchim, and egozim and shkedim, you know, walnuts, almonds, kiyotu zeb. You poseh plumin v'zorei kagirin akash malneach lachaz manav b'borer v'tapuchin also yeshlom agam kain the also miyad lepeh shari lite and refsher afalos and sudas. But if you're eating it and you just peel, take it off right to eat, then it's okay. Again, that's all called derech achila. All right? Now, the Mishabura in the Bir Halacha, there it's in Shun Chaval of Sif Yudez, says, L'chor yesh l'daktik. Okay? The Kevin, the Kolef, Bichlal Borer. But once you say Kolef is Bichlal Borer, why do it make a difference? Litzorf Yilechol Alter. Once it's Borer, so peeling it should be a problem, even if you're doing it for right away. So what? Why does that help? It's Boris. So I can peel it. Let's take off the psolas, right? And the homie should call it tapucha v'shum tzav no tal psolas u'minecha ochel. Okay, and he says that we already explained before that psolas no ochel. I feel after is chayev. You're the kasha. Why do we make a distinction? You know, if you're doing it for right now and so on. But what do you mean? Look back on the Shulchan Aruch 29. Ramor wrote also liklov shum tzav kishakolif laniach. But of ochel alter shari, asked the Mishmur, why? If it's borer, then it's borer. What do you mean? It's ochel alter shari. But if it's borer in the sense that you're taking out the psalos and the ochel, what alter alone doesn't help. We said it a few times. You have to have all three conditions met. So once it's in the realm, it's in the world of borer, or it's in the world of borer. So then what does the alter help? That's the Mishmur's kashya. It's quite paid out. In the Bir Halacha, rather, in 33. You hear? Right, look again. See the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, "Also liklof shum mitzvah kishkol v'laniach." Later, put away for later. Avalechol alter shari. As Bir Halacha, why? If it's in the world of borer, if it's already in the realm of borer, so then the alter is not alone, not enough by itself. So it's v'nira, and here it shows in that from the pre-gadim. The came on the efshar binyan acher the derech achiloso b'kach. Okay, that's the only way you can eat it. You can't eat, discuss this more. You can't eat the onions with those, I mean, really, trust us, you can't eat the onions with those peels on them, okay? They're just no good. Okay, it's the only way to eat it. So then it's derech halacha, then lo mikri psolas mitoch ochel. That's not called separating psolas. She'eno here, and here's what I said before. She'eno el lechol hatoch. Your goal is to just get what's inside. It's not borer. It's removing the barrier to the ochel. And since that's the only way you can eat it, that's the only way I can get to it, is to get this off. So therefore, if it's right now, it's mutter. Laniach, it's still aser. It's not better than all other melchum tzolas. Okay, you know, it's not better than if you're missing other conditions, right? But if the only way to eat it, you're gonna eat it. The only way to eat it is to take off this this peel. So that's what's mutter, because you're not trying to get to the. And that's what the Ramah means. He says le'echol alter shari. Why can I peel, you know, garlic and onions and apples, you know, for why can I peel for right now? Because that's the normal way of achilah. You can't eat it any other way. It's the only way to get to it. All right, let's take a look. The Aruch HaShulchan has kind of a summary of this. The Aruch HaShulchan says, Simchaval, Simchini Tzav, Simchaval 34. Rabbeinu Abay Shosef, Hebi Rishalmi, he quotes this Rishalmi, and he quotes the smag, the Truman song we saw before, Ain Lester Likol Shuman Salechol Alter. The only problem with the Rishalmi is when you're putting away for later. Okay? And he says that's what the Ramo means also. I'll look at the end of the Sim Kavala. Now, Pizer Kos and Shomer, Rabbeinu Ramo, also Likol Shuman Song Kishol Laniach. Laniach Alter is okay. So that's the. That's the idea of the Shulchan Aruch. That's the ruling, all right. So the Aruch HaShulchan then says, "Simchah Beis ulechora mashdevim the likov shuv mitzvah harbe, and that is borer, and that's also eno ochel alfa levad she'eno mu." But he says in general, okay, he says, "I don't understand something. Wait a minute." In other words, I mean, the idea, again, put it this way, okay? Peeling is done. We brought up dash also in this category, right? So why wouldn't it be considered dash to peel? Okay, so we already explained that the, you know, the you know, it's not attached, but something that's attached very tightly, that's not dosh. Remember, we made that chiluk. Like we made a chiluk regarding dosh that the psolas is only loosely attached, and by garlic is very tightly packed in. We made that chiluk. That would be a problem with borer. Okay, yeah, but others give a different explanation, and that the dosh is an earlier stage in the farming process. When do you normally peel a fruit? When you're right about to eat it. Right? You know, when you're right about to eat it, that's what you do. Right? You're right about to eat it. Then that's why it's in the category of borer. All right, but the problem is that the Yerushalmi, okay, see, we also had a Gemara in Beitzah that talked about peeling barley. They said it's not borer, and Yerushalmi, we seem to say it is borer to peel these things. But the Aruch HaShulchan says as follows: L'chora Mashmi, he quotes the Gemara in Beitzah. He says, "I don't understand. Levad she'ena muvan mashat breirze. Why is it borer altogether? Peeling? Why would peeling be borer altogether? It's connected Gemara for Esher Beitzah. Right? I didn't quote it here, but we had it before." Bafud Gimel, Mekalav Saorim, the Rav Ruchia, Maklavil, Dvisu Kasi Kasi, they did allow it. So Mali Kilav Saorim, Kilav Saorim, show me what the difference, what the product is. If peeling is allowed, it's allowed. Okay? So Lachain nearly on the third line of 34, Tachi Prusho, Ein Kavosim Kisha Kolfam Umariach Aklipos with the Atzman. The problem with peeling as borer is not when I simply peel it and I throw the peel aside. That may be dosh, that's something else. But that's not borer. The Aruch HaShulchan's chiddush here is that peeling, in fact, is not borer. Maximum with dosh. But peeling, in fact, is not borer. He learns differently than everyone else. Peeling barley is not borer. Peeling apple is not borer. Okay? What is the case? It's when you peel something and the peels get mixed in with the stuff. You hear? Imagine, you know, you're peeling garlic. It's true. Sometimes those pieces fall out and now it's mixed in. That's when the mishal. That's a borer problem. Peeling by itself, the Aruch HaShulchan learns, is not borer. It is borer if the part of the peel you can't picture with a banana, but picture an onion peel. Okay. Okay, get stuck in. Right, good. The same idea. Yeah.
The beitza borer doesn't come up there, but it's not fine
because
it's solved there.
Say it again.
The
beitza,
how do we know it's not a problem borer, but it's solved because it's solved there?
No, it says the Gemara. Did you quote the Gemara? It says
kolif siorim.
It says you're allowed to.
You're allowed to
do solved,
and it's
beyah. Oh, why don't we say that?
How do we know it just doesn't bring it up? It's obvious.
Yeah, okay. I don't think the Gemara said that, though. Just a moment. Yes, yeah, so maybe that was the case over there.
The other question you said, "Borer is where it's not disconnected, but borer is not."
Well, it's more loosely connected. Oh, that's barley.
You said
barley's around.
Connected.
It's You're right. So the Raya from Beitzah then is a question. I hear. Okay, that's a good question. Case in Beitzah. See, it may be that's part of machlokas. Maybe it's a machlokas in that the Babu Nisham. See, the Babu there said is maybe there's no borer because a peel, you know, it's not a mixture. Okay, that maybe that's why a peel is not a mixture. Where Shami considers it to be a taros, and maybe that goes with a machlokas. Probably the Ramah quotes this Yerushalmi. All right, but again, so you can always give the answer that the Yerushalmi's case is Mizlacha, you know, it's for later on. But peeling, which is done immediately, is Mutter. That's an interesting question. Yeah. You think about that. The Gemara there, could you say that that's Machok is the Baba Yerushalmi? Maybe you can. Maybe the case in the Bible, there's a peel. It's mutter. There's no borer to begin with. This is what the Aruch HaShulchan is saying. And Aruch HaShulchan is saying they're not really necessarily arguing. Okay? The peeling is not called borer. The case in Shalmi is not about peeling garlic, but the peels get mixed in. Okay, you have peels mixed in with the garlic, so no, that's a real tarot, but that's what borer shot. Otherwise, peeling itself is not a problem. He's trying to say he could agree with the Babli. He could agree about that's what the Babli says by barley. But you want to say the other way. You want to say maybe barley is only talking about Mia. Not sure. Not sure. Okay. But all right. The point is, according to Aruch HaShulchan, the issue is when the peels are mixed in, so it's a real tarovis. Okay?
So now, it's very easily voidable and the same.
Why do we say
that? If I just separate from my
pull apart, yeah.
I'm not going to go in the first place, but
yeah.
I'm saying about that.
Yeah. See, the thing is, you know, an apple peel, it's a, since it is edible, maybe it's not called psoas altogether. Most people do eat apple peels, right? Not called the, as opposed to walnut shells, let's say. Somebody eats, right? So apple could be different also. All right, so the Egle Tal in 35, here, Borer, Ozayan, writes on this day, HaKolev Shum Sonu Kizim Ava Perishish and Klippa, Lanich Lach Azman, Obe Kibuchel Lachach, Afir Lech La'altar, Chayev Mishum Borer. Okay, Borer is by peeling garlic and onions and so on, you know, if it's for later on, or, you know, even if it's right now, but you're doing with the Kli, it's Muta Ava Biyad, do it manually in your hand. Afir Lech Kli She'en Mishum Lachach, that's a middle category of a Kli that's not designed for straining, but it was accomplished something. Compensating thing, because they lech al alter mutter, and they write to lift so as that goes it mutter. Afir b'klim yuchel lechach olvad sheizor sheyotis ochel mitoch haklipos. Make sure you take the food out of the, when the walnuts, make sure you take the food out of the stuff that protects it. Okay, avolo yotis haklipos yirali. Now dimkilev butzel echar filo nichlach asman zeborer. Ain zeborer. I'm sorry. It says. Why not? Yerali is always, I think he says, Yerali. The call of Batzel Echad, I feel a little achas, man, ain't Zibor. Paris, now, I'm not sure what that's referring to. It's Orchian. I'll do it one. Why would one make a difference? Not sure. Okay. Now, but then he says, be a royally. So, Paris, next one. Paris, Jerova Olam. Here's the key for us. If most people eat the peel, if the type of fruit that eventually most people eat the peel, okay, then ein bekilufa mishum borer klal. Then it's not borer because it's ochel mitoch ochel. And he adds, in such a case, mutal kofar afilu bekli amuchetis. The kilu, even though he can use a kli. Afilu lechol amuchetis. It's simply not in the realm of borer at all. The Rai says a different point. You see what the Tal is saying. The Tal is saying, and it goes back, harkens back to Purim, that if in fact most people eat it like this, when people eat it, you know, sometimes, I guess when you're making a like a fruit salad or like a apple pie or something like that, you get things skins off, no? You know, but most people, when you're eating a raw apple, you eat it with the skin on. You know, so he says once most people eat it with the skin on, so there's not going to be a problem with borer. That's what the Egle Tal is saying over there. Look at 36, which is it's aura in the Birim, Osirala, Iroli, etc. Nearly, he says, the Inyan borer, okay, he's nearly, the Inyan borer, Ochel Psolos, who Kashap Psolos Mafsik. This is why I brought this in here, because it's what we're talking about. Who kashab haborer mafsik when I'm sorry, psolus mafsik bena ochen, bimba lechol kodoshiba haria ochel gama psolus, is when the psolus mafsik, I want to say, like, interferes, so to speak. Okay? Hit it. Spell that again. I'm going to have to use the batteries. Okay. Anyway, it's when the psolus interferes mafsik bein ha'ochen ba lechol kol shiva hari ochel gam psolus. If you're going to eat it before you do the act of borer, So you end up eating the psolas too, because it interferes. It's there. Okay, it's tzorach levar psolas. Avo ochel psolas hamunochim ze eitzel ze. If one is right next to the other, kshanot ukshanotel echad meniach hasheni ein bo shum borer. Like I said before, that's like the removing what's in the way. So kain im yikov batzel echad ein bo shum borer klal. Shabatzel hay betoch haklipa b'makom echad b'fei atzmo. Ein psolas mafsik im shum shapsolas makif. So it's a surround. That's a dosh problem, not a borer problem. So that's what comes out from that egretalos, an important kula. Yeah.
What's he talking about? Where it's not
mafsik, but it's similar. That's like garlic or onion. Where it's not mafsik.
Yeah.
That's when something is right next to the other. Okay, the peel is right next to the thing, but it's not interfering in the sense that in a mixture sense, right? In other words, he says that when ochel psalim rochem ze itzel ze. Okay, I take one. That's not called borer. All right, the thing was inside. Okay, but it's not. I think what it means, but it's not that. I mean, it is. You're right. If I want to eat the thing, I'm going to have to eat the peel also because the peel's there. But it's not intertwined. It's next to it. The fact that it surrounds it doesn't bother him. It's next to the peel. It's next to the orange. But it's like I said before, you're just trying to remove what's in the way. Because the just a moment. Let's see what you say in the text again. Why does it change? I'm not sure. Does it? Does it change the thing? Because you're really, you call a button of the name of. I don't know if he's going to say that makes a difference, Doc. I'm not sure. I don't know if it should make a difference. Ochel psolas hamunachim ze eitzel ze kishnot lechad meichad sheni ein mishum borer. Al kein yiklo batzel echad ein bo mishum borer klal shabatzel betochak. I don't think it would matter. Rak hakol psolas shaklipos mafsikos bein ochlim. That's what he says means many, because he says bitzolim. Raka called bitzolim. Shaklipos mafsikos bena ochlim. Who the habit brera? That's what brought about the last line. He says, I called bitzolim in the plural. That's what you're asking about. That's what you're asking. Why is called bitzolim? Shaklipos mafsikos bena ochlim. I would have thought it shouldn't make a difference, you're right. So what does it mean? One second. The Iraq call it Bitsolim Shaklipos Mafsikos Benov and who have a brera? Klipos Mafsikos Benov. Why is that brera? It's the same thing, it's right next to it. Unless we have a conglomerate to get rid of everything. I guess he doesn't look at each one separately. He looks at the total conglomerate, and then it's, you know, the peel over here is not laying next to the festival over there. I'm not sure. Why should it matter? Why should it matter? He says, Yeroeli, look back in the text again, Yeroeli, the color batzel echad. That's not borrowed. Raka Kovitz, I'm not sure. I think he has looked at the whole pile. The whole collection is one thing. But it shouldn't matter. You're right. It's the Munochim Zeitzel Zer on each individual onion. Here. I'm not sure. I'm just not sure.
It is just saying that once you have Bishul, there's no Bera.
What's that?
Once you have Bishul, there's no Bera, and you do
Bishul. Yeah, but so the why if Kol B'Tzolim would be Bera? Yeah, right. Achshut's appealing is not or at all. Is that what he's saying?
But he says that Kol B'Tzolim.
That was an
original one. It's only thus.
Yeah.
If you have a whole mixture, that's considered an extra.
It's an earlier step. Maybe. Okay, we'll have to think about it. Let's look at this important Ramosha that's saying Chelek Dalet Simon Ayin Dalet, the Borer. Chelek Dalet Simon Ayin Dalet. I've quoted from this before, I think I have. It's where Moshe has various comments about different melachas. As you know, there's shilas in different melachas. I think some of them were from what was printed in Shimon Ayin Sefer. Because Shimon Ayin Sefer in the back has questions he asked with Moshe. I think they ultimately printed at least many of them. It's a separate point. Anyway, so this is in Chelek Dalet Simon Ayin Dalet. It's Ozayin. So he asks several questions. We asked and he says that gives the answer. So let's take a look. It writes what we're talking about, obviously. Im Efshar Lahatir Lasir Atzamos Mi'adag Kishe I Efshar Lahasir Abos. You're eating fish. And the only time you can bore, you have to take the Ochad of Psolus, right? But there's just no way to do it. You know, you're eating fish and their bones, and you can't get the meat, I mean, meat, you know, the fish, the meat of the fish, off. Okay? Can you any way to do it? Even for, that's, by the way, the tradition in the Jewish world is to eat gefilte fish, you know, on Shabbos. One of the reasons the gefilte fish became popular is because they avoid the problem of bore, right? People want fish as an appetizer, you know, bus of a dog of a kol matamim. And, you know, dog was created on the fifth day, and autumn was created on the sixth day, and Shabbos the seventh day, there's a whole unity there. So the minig is to eat the fish on Shabbos, right? There are people have fish before, you know, at the beginning. The minig is to eat fish. So the problem is fish has bones, you know, and you run into all kinds of borer problems. So that's when I developed the idea of having gefilte fish, so that doesn't have any bones, right? Okay, anyway, they chop it up. But be that as it may. So the question is, the guy's got fish and just can't. And fish, some fish have a lot of bones on it. And just you cannot scrape, they'll take you 2.5 hours to take off the, you know, the piece. It's much easier to take out the bones. But that's psalms with alcohol, yeah.
If you take the meat and the bone, that's
not psalms,
or since it's like a small thing,
well, according to the ortotosis, no, but the bone is psalms. No, so that's what you're supposed to do, but here you're supposed to remove the
alcohol. You can take the
individual
pull it and
take
the next one
pull it.
Does it not matter if it's a small thing and it's huge
to consider
psalms
with alcohol? I think so. Because the bones are objectively psalms, right? You know, can't eat them.
But even if you physically
move the whole file,
then
we
consider
psalms with alcohol
because it's a small thing.
I'm saying maybe according to that criteria is necessary.
Which
kind of thing? In order to do bor, you have to have Rove Ochel near Psolas. Yeah, that may not be, but it could be here. I don't know how much meat is on the fish. There's probably more bone than fish, as you're saying. There's more bone than meat on the fish. What's your case?
I'm just saying, does it matter if you physically move the fish? Like you take the fish in one hand and the bone in the other, does it matter whether you go like this?
Oh, I see. No, I don't think it matters. I misunderstood.
So since you're taking the big thing, you have the tiny thing, it's going to be considered Psolas no matter what.
It makes sense. Yeah. I don't think it would matter which way you do it. Yeah. But anyways, that's the question, the way to do it. And he says, why would you think it might be allowed? Because he says, "Al pi, Masha Kosav Prima Godim, Veishavram Sof Simin Shin Chaval." That was back in 31. That Prima Godim, where he said, "The Hecha Shei Efshar Beinyan Acher Lo Choshim Psolus Me'ochel." And he was like, right, "That's the other way. How to eat the fish? That's a called Psolus Me'ochel. There's no other way to do it." Lachain, he says, Kishimachina Hadag Liktanim, and therefore the person is Ramosha Shalom, fixing fish for a kid who can't sit there and separate the stuff, right? Doing it for a kid. So he says, Yehimut Alasas came. And then he adds, Chain Babatichim, watermelon. And Yesh Lahati Lahosir Sakarinim, can you take the seeds out of the watermelon? The whole watermelon question. Umaadim Babatichim Hatsuhubim, yellow melons, parentheses, cantaloupe. Okay, and I want to say cantaloupe, that they spell it in Hebrew. Okay, cantaloupe or other types of melon, right? Shagarinim emtsapri, where the seeds are in the guy in the middle, right? In the middle of it, scattered around like a watermelon. So Chuvay writes, Bachonas dog liktanim yesh lahatim. Mostly if you're fixing fish for a kid in mutter, based on a prima garden, and a bishop were pasmas that way. Lachain kishamech liktanim hu ki, kiefshar. Like, you know, a kid can't do it anyway. Avalikdolim. An adult can put the piece of fish or the watermelon in his mouth and take the stuff out of his mouth. Okay, take the stuff out of his mouth, which we'll come back to. In the ara offense, you have shalom yargish below. So yesh lehatir almost some of miad lepeh. Okay, unless it's for older persons, a person can't do it. It's too, you know. But what emerges here is that there, one thing comes out of it, which we'll talk about. I guess we'll get to what's under it. You can do psalms of ochel if it's in your mouth. Because once you've, you know, it's inside, that, then you can, the rules of borah don't apply. If you're not doing borah, then that's mamish, derech achilah. But for our purpose, we'll come back to that, but for our purpose, what we're saying is, with the fish, it's better, the fish with the watermelon, it's better to put it in your mouth than take the psalms out, yeah.
So how would this work for peppers, where there's a ton of seeds in the middle, no one's going to eat that. There's no realistic way to...
Yeah, but the pepper, you can eat it without getting to those seeds, right? Can't you slice it without getting to the seeds?
Let's say you don't want
sliced,
I don't know, sometimes
mm-hmm.
We'll put tuna in
their
pepper.
So, yes, tuna melt or whatever, rice, the pepper, stuffed rice. So you want to get those out. You want to get those out. But okay, I don't know. There may not be another way to do it. Could be the same thing. Yeah, sure, there's not a way to do it. Could be. Okay, but anyway, that's what he says. But the only thing
what about raisin challah?
Yeah, so to take the raisins out would be a problem. You don't like raisin. I happen to like raisin challah. You don't like raisin challah. You know, want to take the raisins out? That would definitely be a problem.
Do you possibly think
we should take a little challah? So we'll get to that. We'll get to take a little challah with it. That's machol. The Chazon Ish doesn't like that unless you take more. So yeah. I think he says that he mentions that with a fly, but we'll talk about that. We'll get there. Okay, anyway, getting back.
What if you're trying to remove a chaticha iser, like something that's treif from something kosher?
I think I mentioned the other day that someone discussed whether there's a halachic difference. I have apples of Arla and apples of regular apples. So whether those are considered too minim or not, I think people think that they are. Okay. Anyway, so that's what he says. About chatichim, im efshal adechil lizok mipiv yesh lalazos kein. Same thing. That's what we were always taught as kids with the watermelon, right? They take the seeds out of your mouth, okay? But if it's difficult, then it's okay to do it before. Gam avatichim tzehubim, the cantaloupe, shes karati yishlazay dehatoza. Try and shake it out. So getting to your case of the pepper, I guess you would say you got to put it in your mouth. I can't imagine anybody ever putting that the seeds inside the pepper in their mouth. I don't know, okay. Then he writes, okay, next thing, that was back in Kotzim HaGarabon, back in number 30, all right, who said about peeling the apples and so on. And the Pirigadim says that the klipa is royal rope out them. Most people eat the peel and so on, at least where he lived. Okay, that's a question. I would agree with that. That was somewhat, in other words, HaGarabon says also to peel an apple. And the Pirigadim, and Pirugadim says, you can, right? The apple peel is not considered psolus because, you know, the people eat it. And Malaram says, it's usher. So what's the machokas? I mean, so Shlomo Zalman says, because they lived in different places. That was what the standard was different. Okay, but the Pirugadim's community didn't eat apple peel. So they did eat apple peel. So therefore, it's called psolus. Malaram's community, they didn't. Okay. But Ramosha says, yeah, but there's, you know, He suggests over here that any time you want to remove the psolas, even if people do eat it, would still be called psolas. It's not so poshut. All right. Anyway, let's look at Oshei. So he says, yeah. So he says, Pirugadim hichshar klipa ruler open out them. Eichet shenamai zechein eich linog ba'or shel of. People want to take the skin off the chicken, right? Same idea as peeling. Take the skin off the chicken, off the fish. Harim lachila. Uklipas beitzim, taking the eggshell off. Atifas naknik, we don't have anymore, but it used to be. But a hot dog, there was an outer, like a plastic, on the outside, it came off. Now the raptato is edible. It used to be, I mean, it was a
kind of, by like
kishka. Kishka is about to say. Chon. Exactly right. The plastic on a kishka is about to say that, yeah.
Now
okay, now we eat the, with hato, we eat it. Okay, because they make it in the but one time, I when I was a kid, you couldn't, you had to specify when you bought hato, you know, peeled or not peeled, you know. Now it's, you know, they sell it. I don't think they sell them. But the, anyway, that's what Rosh was asked about. Okay. Not Nick is a frank writer. Kedomi Mutalikos, you're right, Tshuva. Haprima Gadim, Rak Makshi raised a question, he's not Cholik. Okay, and he writes, Eino Mutalechol Alter, Rak, okay, it's Mutalechol Alter. And he says that therefore it's usher to peel any of these things unless you plan to eat it right away, in which case it's Derech Achila. But he writes, Or Shala Ov, Shorah Achila, Udover Achar Mamashim Abosar. All right, and he says, it's like the Dover Echad, it's the same thing, the peel and the, now, I'm not sure most should write this today. Because today people are very macro. I know my wife, and we do both cooking, but she always skins chicken. She, even chicken in the soup, she gets the skin very unhealthy and this and that. So she always skins, you know, we always cut the skin off the chicken. Not everybody does it. I don't know. But, huh? No.
Some people even fry it.
I know. I know you like it. You know, fried chicken, the main thing is the skin, right? But those are health conscious, not that excited about that. Right? So my wife always takes the, you know, so once I'll go to an event, there'll be fried chicken. Okay, then I can eat whatever I want. But at home, when I get it, so fast. But
keep healthy at home.
Right, exactly. I keep it kosher at home. Yeah. Well, it's not just at home. It's whenever my wife is watching.
You're
what? Yeah, let me tell you. Anyway, I don't know what are they serving at the Shabbos at the Shabbaton. What's the menu? All right, they have the MTA Shabbaton this weekend. So we shall see.
Special Rosh Hashiva.
Huh?
Special Rosh Hashiva.
Yeah. I mean, you know, whatever. I don't get the impression my wife does not serve us, you know, seaweeds and bean sprouts all the time. She's a very good cook, but she's makes her cook healthy. Anyway. All right, he asked about the Or Shalva. Not sure he'd say the same thing today. Maybe it'll be different. The last thing, Liklov Beitzim, peel eggs, or Niyar Shalgabe Anaknik, the plastic paper, whatever is on a hot dog. He says it's also Mutarak Lechol Alter. Then he talks about something we'd rather not to think about too much, but Ostes, the feathers on the chicken. Okay, and again, now they have much better ways of, but that used to be a big thing of a feather. You know, it actually comes up in your day, you know, because you pluck them, it causes blood to come out, all kinds of charlatan, you know. He says also, again, we don't have to worry about that too much. He's making sure that it's okay. Let's look at 38. Let's get to this. I thought it would, but okay. We'll look at 38. We'll be done with that today. I have to give a shoot to the fourth Yalach HaMaisa soon. So look at 38. A different shoot from Ramosha. Another shoot from Ramosha. No, so he's saying to do it. You know, as part of Achila, it's okay. That's the bottom line. Otherwise, you'd have to be choshes for it. You know, taking the fish, better do it when it's in your mouth, or the watermelon. You know, again, you read over, but he has all these are all the classic cases.
If we're saying you can't even really say the same thing today.
I don't know. I don't know about the chicken with the skin. I was really saying the same thing. I'm not sure. Okay, I'm not sure. He says that's considered for sure okay because it's part of the meat. It's like just take a different piece of meat. Does everybody look at it that way? I don't know. I'm not sure. Maybe it wouldn't be like that today. They wouldn't, you know, there would be a bore problem. Unless you're skinning it for eating it right now. Because if you're at the table and they serve you a piece of fried chicken and you want to take the skin off and you just take a bite right now, okay, then it could be like Derech Achila. Yeah. The last thing Moshe talks about is in Orchaim Chelek Aleph, some Kuf Chof Hey, a different Shul 38. Paris Milchlochim Ba'avak. You have fruits. How about this? You take a peach out of the fridge, and you know, most your parents taught you a little kid to wash the fruit first, right? So wash the fruit. Well, there's dust and other stuff on it, so it's not a borer problem. You're getting rid of the psoas, right? It's a reasonable question. So that's what he says. Peros meluchachin bavak. Okay? He gave Israel a rochza with the borer. And you know, and he says in the same thing, he quotes him about tapuche adama, potatoes. Potatoes have all kinds of dirt on it. They grow, you know, they're in the ground. My potatoes come out of the ground. Even when you buy potatoes now, they're dirty on the outside. You have to wash a potato. You know, sweet potato also know that they, you know, because they grow in the dirt. And then when you take them out, there's dirt. So anyway, so Moshe writes, We're not machra on this. He said, "Hina itzur bar afshi beres apsolus also afilo out the pashim shekayvan sheyefshar likach hoch b'derech achila who lirchotz apsolus mutter." That's there. That's you do. You wash a fruit. That's again part of derech achila. So therefore, it's mutter to eat it right away. To eat it night. Not a washing for later, but to eat it right away. Kimo de mutter likov shum b'tzol echalata. Just like we said about the garlic and the peeling is okay in the altar. Okay. And he says, "Umasharotz in olam peros, urak b'chi agavna kish mivina peros olcham techer." Anyway, when do you wash a fruit? Right before you eat it. Right, that's the norm. So you see that that's part of eating. He said, "Begam barov pam." And not only that, he writes, "Uchitzas haperos, urak liyitaron ba'alma." Plenty of people will eat something without washing the fruit. I mean, you know, when you were a little kid, your mother was makbid on it, but. Oh, I mean, plenty of people will take some out of it. You'll eat it. It was clean today. It's been triple washed. I don't know if it's washed, but a lot of stuff's clean today.
No, but then you could say, like we said before, if it's Efshar Bin Yanacher, meaning we were making before, it was a Yefshar Bin Yanacher.
No, so here it's not Yefshar Bin Yanacher, but you say, right, we say, but since Harbi Bin Adam Ochel is on Gambel Orachitza, so then he says that it's, you know, perhaps even what they're all together, it wouldn't even be in the category. The only thing is, at the end, he says that potatoes and stuff like that, your mamish can't eat without washing them. You can't eat with those that dirt on it. Even if you eat them, like a baked potato, people eat baked potatoes, they eat the skin, right? I mean, we eat the skin, people find that crunchy or whatever. Okay, but you got to wash it first. You know? Like, and nobody would do with the potato. All right, anyway, these are some of the issues here about the ochel and psolos and so on. I'll just introduce the third category is. We spoke about biyad as opposed to klu. We spoke about ochel and psolos and defining ochel and psolos, and again part of the definition of brera. Brera, as you can see, is a very difficult halacha because you know there are just so many things which seem to be subjective, which are different, and you know it depends how you do it, what the norm is, as we see. You know, I mean, that's our emotion. You know, in different places, they ate apples with the peels, they ate apples not with the peels. So that becomes part of the, you know, part of the idea. Okay. Okay. So we're finished just in time before the parade. But the next thing will be the issue of la'alter. How la'alter is la'alter. A minute before, 2 minutes before, an hour before, that's what's all about to Bez Hashem. We'll continue on Sunday. Okay? Okay, very good. Is that right? We'll share something.
What year?
I'm probably partial. We'll see how things pan.
What year are you giving to the Halacha L'Maisa?
Halacha L'Maisa was asked to speak about the issue of Minhagei Beis HaKnesses.
It's very much a gray
area. Is that with Rabbi Daniel Stein?
No, it's Rabbi Orlian.
Uh-huh.
I think it's contemporary. I don't even know myself. He was asked to speak about Minhagei, right? Did you read that? This is Minhagim and Shul. So that's the topic they assigned. So I prepared a list of all these different things that Rabbi should keep in mind. Okay. All right. Very good.
Thanks.
Have a good Shabbos, everybody.
Have a good Shabbos.